the rest of the story. In the late 18th century, William Henry Vernon was a popular American in Paris, so popular in Parisian society that the Queen Marie Antoinette presented him with a treasured artwork, the portrait of a Catholic nun. When Vernon returned to America, he hung the gift portrait in the bedroom of his home in Newport, Rhode Island. The painting was to remain his most prized possession until the day he died. But this is the rest of the story. Now it's 1948, and the portrait of the Catholic nun is still in the possession of the Vernon family in Rhode Island, but by now it's attracted the attention of Dr. Thomas McCautry Judson of the American Academy in Rome. For many years, Dr. Judson was a Vatican art curator. He's among the world's leading authorities on the artist who is presumed to have painted Vernon's nun. And he would like very much to see the portrait for himself, he says. Contacts the Vernon family, would they permit him to examine the painting? As long as the painting itself is not damaged, the family stipulates permission is granted. So Dr. Judson visits the Vernon estate, and he studies the portrait. For several days, he examines it microscopically. With each day, Dr. Judson seems more and more elated. He beseeches the Vernon family to allow him to take the painting to a laboratory. On his honor, no harm will come to it, he promises, but he must be absolutely certain before he reveals what he now suspects. Once more, the family gives consent. The Vernon nun is bombarded by x-rays, by infrared. It's peered at and into by even more powerful microscopes. Tiny, unfinished areas are scrutinized most thoroughly. The web work of cracks on the painting's surface are microscoped and mapped out and analyzed. And most remarkably of all, observes Dr. Hudson, from the brush strokes it is clear the artist was indeed left-handed. And that, he declares, is the final proof. The Vernon family is informed the portrait is far too valuable, they are told, to be kept in a private home. The portrait, in fact, is beyond price and must therefore be moved to a bank vault until a permanent home for the painting may be decided upon. That was 43 years ago. The portrait of the Catholic nun remains in a bank vault because the Vernon family still cannot decide what to do with it. Authenticated by Dr. Thomas Judson and many others since, there are still those who, regardless of proof, refuse to believe that such a thing is possible. That the great Leonardo da Vinci ever actually painted two of them. For you see, the woman in the painting, the woman William Henry Vernon believed was a nun, in reality was Lisa del Giocondo. Lisa del Giocondo. Does that name mean anything to you? I thought it might, for it was she who posed for Da Vinci at least twice. For the portrait Dr. Judson deemed an original Leonardo da Vinci, the duplicate of which hangs in the Louvre, you know as the Mona Lisa. Only now you know the rest of the story.